It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report, once again with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one stop to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area, and a great chronological calendar of coming events. With my sore throat, I'm going to let the master continue right now and take us through what appears to be a very, very busy, busy schedule.
Well, thank you very much, Marshall, and do feel better over the next week or so before we speak. But I can tell you the Rural Intelligence Report this week should be called the Summer Solstice Edition, and it is absolutely jam-packed from top to bottom of our region and east to west. It's really busy. Let's start off on Tuesday, June the 19th, with what looks to be a really interesting little situation. So the Berkshire Botanical Garden is traveling south to Washington, Connecticut. And they're doing a very interesting off-site field study. Now, I think that this will be a really popular event. I suspect that if you live in and around the Washington area or anywhere in the rural intelligence area and wanted to join in this Berkshire Botanical Garden trip, you would have to get in touch, and I'm sure there'd be a possibility of you joining it as well. And it is interesting because it's to visit two Washington, Connecticut gardens. Firstly, High Meadows Garden. Now, this is the private estate of Linda Allard, and people may not know Linda Allard such, but she is the woman behind the Ellen Tracy dress and clothing line. A lot of people will have known her as a result of that. And then the other place that they're going to be visiting, the other garden they're going to be visiting, is a real favorite of ours. It's Hollister House, which I think has often been described as the best American interpretation of a classic English garden. So this event starts off at 9 o'clock in the morning. I suspect you meet down at one of those gardens. But it's definitely really worthwhile trying that, particularly if you're a mad keen gardener. And the gardens are looking absolutely fantastic at the moment. Now, that's in Washington, Connecticut, which, of course, is the home of Philobulus. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this dance company later in the season. But, of course, one of the first weeks that they'll be around is actually up in Beckett, Massachusetts. So let's move to Beckett, Massachusetts for this, because on Wednesday, June the 20th, and Sunday, June the 24th, in Jacob's Pillow is getting underway in Beckett. And in the main theater this week, the Ted Shawn Theater, they will have the principal and soloists of the Royal Danish Ballet. And they're returning to the Pillow for the first time in over 10 years. There's always been a very close relationship between the Pillow and the Royal Danish Ballet. And what makes the Royal Danish Ballet unusual as a ballet company is that they have a very definite style of their own. It's something that they work on meticulously. It's lovely. Talk about it at length, but anyway, bottom line, they are really a wonderful ballet company. In the second theater, actually, we should also mention that's the Doris Duke Theater. They're having this Minneapolis-based Ragamala dance company. They've been to the Pillow many times before. What's interesting about them is that they're an Indian-based dance company, an East Indian-based dance company, but they bring a contemporary Western aesthetic to their dance as well. They're going to be doing a multidisciplinary work called Written in Water. So two big things going on at the Pillow this week, and that will be their first formal week underway. And since we're up in Beckett, not very far away, and starting also on Thursday, June the 21st, and running through July the 1st, in Chester, the Chester Theatre Company is getting off to the summer start with a wonderful play called The Bar Mitzvah Boy. What is it? It's all about, really, a late-in-life bar mitzvah for a really successful divorce attorney who is trying to find his way, his spiritual way, as it were. And the interesting counterpoise on this is that the rabbi guiding him for his bar mitzvah is actually in the process of losing her spiritual way as well. So you've got these two people against each other, in a sense, or sort of playing off each other. Anyway, it was the 2017 Jewish Playwriting Prize winner. It was written by Mark Liren Young. But the nice thing for a lot of people over here is it starts a real Berkshire favorite called Tara Franklin. And they've got her opposite Boston veteran actor Will LeBeau. So that's at the Chester Theatre Company. And it, as I say, it starts June the 21st, runs through July the 1st. And you have to go to the website to get all the times. And talking of websites, I will say that on Thursday, June the 21st, you have a real opportunity, if you're in Northwest Connecticut, for a really fantastic event. It's called Make Music NWCT, or Northwest Connecticut. And you really will have to check out the website for all the details on this, because the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council has decided this year to participate for the first time in an event called Make Music Day. And they have set up more than 70 different acts by more than 35 performers scheduled through 16 towns in Northwest Connecticut. It really is a fantastic, fun event. You obviously have to go to the website to find out when and where and who is playing. But what isn't that tremendous that they, you know, could, this is the first year and they've managed to get so many events all around the 16 towns. So absolutely fantastic. So that's, you look it up under Make Music Northwest Connecticut, or you can actually go to ruralintelligence.com. We have a link on our page to that as well. Also on Thursday, June the 21st, there for history buffs, we've got, actually there's a lot this week for history buffs, but let's start off in Millbrook at Millbrook School at the Mill. The Millbrook Historical Society is having their annual tea. And this is a chance to join them for an evening at the newly renovated mill at Millbrook School. And the mill itself is actually interesting because it's one of the last vestiges of the original farm that was actually purchased by Edward Pulling, founder, in 1931. So it has a real historic significance. What they're going to do is Daniel Cohen, who is the director of media for the school, he's also a graduate of the class of 86. He is going to talk about school history. And what makes Millbrook unusual is that it was developed and built on this idea of community service. Their mission is community service. So it is an unusual school in that respect. And he's going to talk about how it's found in all the different facets of life on the campus and how it also encompasses their use of the land and of local people as well. Anyway, so he's going to be talking about Millbrook School. And then after he's finished, John Garbello is the anthropologist who's going to be speaking about the Native American presence, which is associated with the area. So if you love history, this is a lot of great history. And it's a way also of supporting the Millbrook Historical Society at their annual tea. So that's really interesting. You will have to check out exactly what time that's starting on the Rural Intelligence website, or of course at the Millbrook Historical Society website as well. Now, another event on June the 21st, this time is further west over in Hudson, in one of my favorite little locations, the Claremont State Historic Site. Claremont is one of those lovely, small, cozy museums that has really makes this area a real joy. We've talked about their concerts before, but this one is this time the Harmonies on Hudson concert series is presenting the American roots music duo Moonshine Holler. And these are, lovely small events, very informal, just so relaxing. So you can take a blanket along and sit on it and maybe some chairs and enjoy a little bit of American roots music. That starts at 6 o'clock at the Claremont State Historic Site. And since we're hopping all over the place, let's hop over now to Sharon. And again, this is another interesting thing for history buffs. So on Friday, June the 22nd, in the town hall at Sharon, the Sharon Historical Society is presenting an event called Mark Twain and the American Presidents. And actually, it has this rings true to this day. It looks very topical because Mallory Howard and Jason Scappaccini of the Mark Twain House and Museum are going to be talking about Mark Twain's observations on American culture in the Gilded Age. Now, the interesting from our point of view is how so many of these observations really still ring true today. He kept on about the amount of corruption, issues in politics. He talked about national identity, talked about the power of big business. He talked about America's global role, all very relevant in many respects for today. So apparently they were just as I guess contested in those days as they are now. So that's Sharon Town Hall on Friday, 22nd of June at 5 o'clock in the evening. And you probably want to check in before you arrive because I suspect it's going to be pretty popular one way or another. And now let's go to the weekend and start off with a string of events over the weekend. So both on Saturday, June the 23rd and Sunday, June the 24th in Rhinebeck, don't forget that the Rhinebeck Crafts Festival is on. We've talked about this many years in the past. As always, this is a jury-selected shopping experience. They have over 200 of the America, actually it's from America generally, but they have America's sort of independent artists and craftspeople who come along. They come with demonstrations, with products, with specialty foods. There'll be all sorts of things to drink as well, and family activities. On the Saturday, it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 6. Sunday, it's a 10 o'clock kickoff, but finishes at 5. And that is always a big event in Rhinebeck. So that would be great fun. Also, on Saturday, June the 23rd, and this one actually I love as well, another great historic site is Olana. And at 12 noon, they're having an event which sounds really great fun. It's called the Tasty History Series. They are presenting street food, the spices and sauces of the Middle East. And it's a talk. It will be given by Anasidia Wahid from Tara Kitchen. The lovely thing is for people attending it, there will be lots of food served and there will be demonstrations on how to make it. There'll be drinks from Kat Dunn, who is the Hudson's, the restaurant Fish and Games bar manager. And she's going to be there producing drinks. She is really well known as well. There's some pretty wild drinks that she produces. So that's at 12 noon and definitely at Olana. And great fun, great to try some tasty food there one way or another. And since we're on food, I think this one actually is also a very popular series. This one's up in Stockbridge on Saturday, June the 3rd at Numkeg. They have, last couple of years, maybe last year only, they introduced a really wonderful music and drink series with food as well. And they called them Numkeggers. Back by popular demand, this is the first Numkegger of the 2018 season. It's an opportunity to taste all sorts of new brews from microbreweries, as well as I'm sure there'll be lots of the old favorites as well, because they have a whole series of New England microbreweries that come along. The lovely thing is they have some wonderful live music with us all. And this week, I don't know this band. It sounds absolutely fascinating. It's called the Kochek Brass Band. And so there's a chance to sit there in Numkeg, overlooking the wonderful view from Numkeg, listening to a brass band and tasting some microbrews. At the same time, there's food, there's games. It's all at sunset. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening and runs until 8 o'clock at night. So definitely check that out. And those have been really popular. So that's fun. We're really on a tremendous tour of the area this week, because on Saturday that evening, you can go over to Ghent, and Art Omai is having a wonderful event. And this is why we're talking about the solstice edition, because their event is called Bar Bacoa, the sunset on the solstice, and it commemorates, it's commemorating the fact that it's the longest day of the year. Well, of course, it's not the longest day of the year. It's the longest light day of the year, I guess. and they are having locally sourced food. There will be drinks. There's going to be live music as well. And the performance starts at 5 o'clock at Art Omai in Ghent on Saturday, June 23rd. And that will get you out into the fields there and enjoy the wonderful weather as well. But that's not just it, because over in Pittsfield at the Hancock Shaker Village, they are having one of their monthly dinners with an author, which they're calling Food for Thought. It's an opportunity. These are seasonal meals. They're organized by the farm to table chef Brian Olberg. And you have wine, and then you listen to the author talking about his book, being interviewed about his book. This month's dinner features the comedy author Roy Blunt Jr., whose latest book is called Save Room for Pie, which is a very apt, as it were, if you're enjoying dinner at Hancock Shaker Village. The event starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. I do know you have to sign up for it well in advance. They are really popular. They've had a whole wonderful selection of authors over the last year or so. So definitely check that out. That's at Hancock Shaker Village on Saturday, June the 23rd. Now, back down to Washington, Connecticut, because on Saturday, June the 23rd, they are also having a summer solstice celebration. This one's called Havana Under the Stars. It's produced by the Washington Art Association and Gallery, and this is its 10th annual benefit, all to benefit the Washington Art Association, and particularly their programming. So, in this event, you get to enjoy appetizers from lots of local restaurants. The mojitos are prepared by the Mojito King. There's going to be live music by Ochun. And there's going to be a Brazilian art and dance event from Ginga Brasilia. That big event starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, June the 23rd, as I say, down in Washington. And it's all to celebrate the Washington Art Association. So that's fun. And another event that's starting on this longest light day of the year is the up in Adams this time around. Oh my God, what a tour of the area. The gas bill, if you go to all of these events, it's going to be overwhelming. But anyway, in Adams, they're starting off their cabaret train rides. And this is the Berkshire Scenic Railway's Hoosick Valley Line. They've done these in the past few years. They're really great fun. It's a leisurely 75-minute train ride. This week, the music duo is Samantha Talora and Ron Ramsey. Just remember to bring your own beverages and snacks. The train kicks off at 7 o'clock, or I don't know, departs the station at 7 o'clock. Check it out. It really is a great fun. They really worked on preserving this line and making it a real treat to drive take the train down. And it meanders at a very leisurely pace, and it's great fun. So that's 7 o'clock departure from the station in Adams on Saturday, June the 23rd. But we've got a couple of other things to talk about coming up at Tanglewood, because on that Saturday, June the 23rd, at Tanglewood in Lenox, this time, of course, they're having the singer, actor, composer, and television talk show host Harry Connick Jr. is going to be performing. This is going to be really popular. It's a New Orleans tricentennial celebration. That is a 7 o'clock start on Saturday, June the 23rd. So, and I'm going to come back to some additional events in Tanglewood over the weekend as well. But before I do that, I do want to go up to North Adams, because we've got a fascinating event really kicking off a year exhibition on Saturday, June the 23rd. Now, this week, the Rural Intelligence main story was an interview with Sally Taylor. She is the daughter of Carly Simon and James Taylor. And MassMocha have tapped her to be the curator of a new show, which they're calling Come to Your Senses, Art to See, Smell, Hear, Taste, and Touch. This is really a very significant new show for MassMocha. I think, as I say, it goes on for a year. So if you don't get to the opening night, don't worry, that we'll still be around for some time. So the exhibit features artwork by local fifth grade students, which is fine. But what they've done, in what Sally Taylor has done, is she's asked musicians to look at the artwork and develop songs from that, and compose songs and music that has been inspired by this artwork. So you have amazing number of artists involved. So Natasha Bedingfield, Chris Stills, and 62 other artists from around the world have composed music which has been sort of inspired by this artwork, including, by the way, and Carly Simon. And on that Saturday, June the 23rd, they will be having all sorts of acoustic performances from Carly Simon, Ben Taylor, who's a brother, Sophie Hiller, the curator herself, Sally Taylor, will be performing, Corey Withers, Eric Erdman, John Forte. He was in the Fugees. There'll be dancers called Alison Manning will be there, Jesse Keller. It all kicks off at 8 o'clock in the evening. If you get a chance, go to ruralintelligence.com and read, as I say, our main story this week. And then you can link through to the MassMocha website and get all the details of when it starts and where it starts and all that type of thing. So really, that should be an absolutely fantastic major, major event on Saturday, June the 23rd. And if you don't get to it, don't worry. There'll be lots of opportunities to see the show over the next year or so. Now, let's move now to Sunday, June the 24th. There are two events I wanted to talk to you about. First of all, in Lenox at Tanglewood, something that's going to be very popular. It's starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. They're having this wonderful singer, stage actor, and television star, Audra McDonald, is going to be there. She's going to be performing with the Boston Pops. So I know there will be a lot of fans. She is really very, very popular indeed. So that's at Tanglewood at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then another absolutely lovely event on that Sunday afternoon is in Copake. Close Encounters with Music is celebrating their summer solstice with a celebration and auction. What is particularly special about this is it's the setting. It's set on the top of a really rolling, bucolic hilltop, and it's a beautiful event. There will be music, there will be dance performances, and a lovely cocktail reception after the show. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you get a chance to really celebrate Close Encounters with Music, but also enjoy a wonderful afternoon in the fields watching great music and dance as well. And that pretty much is exhaustingly all we have time for at the moment. But it is a really great week. And of course, there are lots of other things to check out this week. We're constantly updating what's going on in the area and adding new events to the calendar. So if you don't find something that stimulates you and the things I've talked about today, there will be lots of other opportunities to see what's going on in the area in the next, if you go to ruralintelligence.com.
And my voice would have never made it through it. Thanks, Mark. I'll speak to you next week.
Great. Feel better, Marshall.